Lots of famous people have testified at the federal courthouse on Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, D.C. Hillary Clinton, Oliver North, Bill Gates. But none was more famous than the defendant in the case heard today. The Big Bad Wolf went on trial at the federal courthouse, charged with blowing down the houses of two of the three little pigs.
The story is based on the case.
He's guilty.
He's innocent.
Innocent.
Third graders from PS 132 in the Washington Heights neighborhood of New York City, on a trip to the nation's capital, are the jurors in today's trial. They've obviously been swayed by some pre-trial publicity, a reworking of the original fairy tale provided by their teachers.
I think he's innocent, because in the story it said that a huge gust of wind came and blew their house, and even though he looks scary.
And you have something to say?
He's guilty because it says that in the story that he tried to say that he's not guilty. He is guilty.
He's innocent.
Federal judges David Tatel and Ricardo Urbina walk into the courtroom in their black judges' robes. Tatel, Urbina, and their clerks organized this trial along with teachers at PS 132 as a way of introducing these third graders to the concepts of the American legal system. The prosecution calls its first witness, Juan Pig, who's recently built a house of straw on 185th Street in the Washington Heights neighborhood.
Mr. Juan Pig, do you work?
Yes, I do.
And what do you do for work?
I'm a capitalist pig. I manufacture and sell pens, pig pens.
On the day of the alleged crime, Mr. Pig says he was homesick, watching soccer on Telemundo.
And while you were watching Telemundo, did you hear anything shocking?
Yes, I did. I heard a wolf outside. I heard Rebecca Wolf outside my house saying, "I will huff and puff and blow your house down."
And what happened?
My house fell down.
The prosecution shows the jury a photo of Rebecca Wolf blowing out the candles on her birthday cake. But on cross-examination, the defense scores a big point.
Would it surprise you to know that Rebecca Wolf has asthma, a medical condition that does not allow her to blow candles off a cake, let alone a whole house down?
Then a dramatic move. Rebecca Wolf, a clerk in a wolf's costume, takes the stand in her own defense.
Why were you visiting the pigs that day?
Well, they had just moved to the neighborhood, and I'm a very nice wolf, and I wanted to bring them chocolate chip cookies to welcome them.
It sounds... it sounds like you are one friendly wolf.
Finally, Judge Urbina instructs the jury. He stresses that if they aren't positive that the wolf is guilty, they must acquit her. Then comes the moment of truth.
Those of you who believe that the defendant is not guilty, raise your hand.
In a precedent-setting vote, the jury votes overwhelmingly to acquit Rebecca Lobo Wolf, and everyone, wolf, pigs, and lawyers, head to the hall for cookies and juice.